Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the living and true God. God has been true to us, a true friend, a true Savior, a true high priest, a true God. He loves his people, every one of us. There's not one person that the Lord doesn't care about. He loves all of us in real time. Even those who are lost now, the Lord desperately greatly tried to win them. He called people to preach so people could live, so people could give them the word of God. And he called some of the most unusual people to the ministry to capture our attention, to help us understand the love of God. And every Christian who will walk in the way of the Lord, they provide an example, needed example, light, truth to people who are trapped in darkness, the darkness of the world system. Even though we have a sun and a moon and stars and electricity to give us natural light, there's a darkness of confusion, a darkness that seeks to blind our hearts and minds against God. There are lying alternatives. All cold religions, all religions of men are lying alternatives. And the light of God's word exposes all darkness for what it is, the lie that it is. But people have to live according to the truth of God's word. People who are in the light, if they can be deceived into living in darkness, then they're of no use. They're not serving their function. They're not operating according to God's perfect will, and they're not doing what they're designed to do. And I know that when people draw near to the Lord, and He's going to definitely draw near to them, and He's going to give them abilities that they don't have and cannot retain any other way. Obedience is the only way to learn some things. Obedience to God's word, His written word, and His personal spoken word to you is the key to doing the greater works. Daniel said, "They that do know their God will be strong and do exploits. When they're challenged, they'll be strong. When they don't know what to do, they're still strong. And when they know what to do, they're strong. When they're tempted with pride, they remain strong and they work against it. When they're tempted with lust, they're strong and they don't fall. When they're tempted with greed, they remain strong and they don't give in. And they live a life of integrity. I'm a businessman. I fix cars. I have a job, but I fix cars in my own personal business, and I pay taxes and I do what I'm supposed to. But I would rather lose a little bit than cheat somebody. So the Lord gave me a protocol that I could work with, because I have a problem charging enough money. And at the right time, Sister Becky, the pastor's wife, Pastor Becky pulled me aside and said, "You don't charge enough." And she said that at the time when I really needed to hear it. But I would rather than cheating someone or charging too much, I would rather charge either fair or a little bit less. But I stay within God's protocol and I'm blessed. I'm not money wealthy, but I'm wealthy. I'm wealthy because I have spiritual wealth on my life. And spiritual wealth is greater than any amount of money, because the Lord blesses his people. Now, as we follow God, as we listen to Him and yield to Him, it puts us in a position to learn things we couldn't learn any other way. And the knowledge of God is so valuable. And these are the very last days, possibly the last week. This is no time to be reluctant, but follow God fully, wholeheartedly. because his return is soon. And you know, another wonderful thing about the Lord is he don't change. He's just like he wants us to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the works of the Lord. He does the same thing. All of our instructions are the very same instructions that he uses himself. Everything he's given us to do, he does. Now, in the New Testament, he wants us to do what he does, and he always did. He made us capable, and the love of God is the reason why. Sincerity, truth, that's the reason we do what we do. Jesus said that, to everybody who, all who are willing to come. He said, I say come, and the church say come. Come on in the kingdom of God. Come out of darkness. Come out of the terrible future that's attached to the darkness that people choose. He has no pleasure at all in any man going to hell. Everybody could, he wants people to know and love him. And he requires us to love each other. We've been forgiven of much. We're going to forgive everybody that did us wrong. All the terrible things we did that we wish we could forget about and wish nobody knew about, he forgave us of that. And he requires us to forgive others. That's just the way of life. But if we won't forgive, he won't forgive either. He won't forgive us. He doesn't have to forgive us. He chose to forgive us. But he requires us we've been forgiven of all of our sins. And we need to forgive people of a few sins that they did against us. The sins that people have done against us can't compare to the sins we've done against God. And it's important that we know. And it doesn't matter. He wants us to forgive because he forgave us. And it's righteous. It's reasonable. Everything that he's done in our lives is good and faithful. And people the nations have been contrary against God. He was trying to save them, but the enemy deceived people into believing that God was trying to take something from them. It's God who gave us this planet. It's God who put us in charge of it. It's God who decided to form a plan of redemption while we were on the run from him. He chose to be good anyway, though we were very bad. And now that we understand, we need to love and seek to be a blessing to other people, just like God chose to be a blessing to us. Everything that God does is reasonable and good. And we don't have a reason to disobey not one of his instructions. We don't have a good reason for being disobedient and contrary and stubborn. But the love of God is our blessing. The Lord loves us, and he's going to do great and wonderful things in our lives. He's going to help us to grow. He's going to help us to go forward. All that we do is important. Everything God gives you to do is important. Well thought out. Well thought out. And he's going to bless you and keep you safe in him. The Lord has so much to say and share. These are the very last days. Very last days. We don't have long before grace is ended. And the tribulation begins. And I know this. And I try to make best use of my time now. I greatly desire to be a blessing to everybody. But only through the Lord's help I can do these things. I can be a blessing to people. I want to be a blessing to people. I care about people. And the Lord loves us all. My focus is not on what people have done wrong. My focus is on, can they trust God now? My focus is on the Lord and what He says. I govern my life by His and make choices by Him. I govern my my redemptive works according to the Lord. I can't help people like I want to, but I can follow God. And if I can follow God, people can live. I can help people see what's true and know what's right. Jesus said, if you build with Him, you know, He can do a greater work. But if you don't build with Him, you scatter. So all I got to do and all we have to do is build with Him. Whatever God say do is well thought out. Just do it. It'll be as if you knew what on the other side, the greatest works are those that people, the works that where people obey God. They did what God said do. Those are the works that make the most difference. It's the best wisdom that you can do. If you do what God say do, that's the most perfect wisdom you could do. Out of all the choices that you could choose, that's the best. You can't get better. And do it on time. Because the Lord is thorough in all of His choices. He's not like we are. We don't have the information He has. He can see us. He can see around us in real time where we're going, how we think. All of these things are evaluated. All of our strengths are evaluated. All of our weaknesses and the power that works in us is evaluated. And the way people will respond and who He's trying to reach and who He's trying to hide His wisdom from. All of these things are included. See, the Lord don't teach the wicked what He'll teach the righteous. He teaches the wicked parables, and they reject it. He teaches the righteous the most sincere part of His word, as they can receive it and relate to it. So when we're guided by God, everything is evaluated, well thought out. The most perfect wisdom that we can share. And see, the anointing that He gives us is the same way. Well thought out, well planned. Everything that He do works. And the Lord is coming back soon. When He do return, in heaven, things are going to be organized. I believe He's going to set people in groups where, you know, they'll know each other. I believe also you'll know who made it. You'll have a comfort about the people that you're concerned about, if they made it. You'll know as you're known. You'll know things. And I believe he'll put you in places where loved ones will be near loved ones in every category. And then over time, we'll get to meet people and know people. And you know, I heard that we retain information better in heaven. Everything is better. Your senses are more heightened. And the Lord can speak to you spirit to spirit without restriction. There'll be no more evil. And there'll be no more reason to hide things from the wicked, because there won't be any. Paul said, we're stewards of the mysteries of God. But when you're in His presence, you can learn whatever, unrestrained. As a minister, I preach what God give me. I do what I'm saying. And when I get a message, it's tailor-made just for that audience and for everybody who will hear it. It's tailor-made for the current audience and also those who will hear those tapes and CDs and recordings. And also, the message goes beyond. The message is stored in Christian people, like money in a bank. And when somebody gets in a crisis, the Holy Spirit can cause them to say the most necessary things. And the Holy Spirit helps them do it. So when you follow God, just yield to Him. That's your greatest strength. That's where you're the strongest, when you yield to Him. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. This is a short broadcast. But God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. You know, in a few previous recordings, I may have sounded more excited, but my recorder got on fast speed, and I did about four or five recordings on fast, so I may have sounded a little different. But I got it back to normal. But I thank God, for God is good. He thinks of everything. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.